proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We will continue our series on Messianic prophecy by looking at the blood of the various sacrifices, as prescribed in the first few chapters of the book of Leviticus. The first part of Leviticus contained explicit instructions that God gave regarding the sacrifices that he expected the Israelites to bring to him. God designed these offerings as the way that a sitting Jew could regain fellowship with a holy God. A number of these sacrifices included the element of blood. In the 17th chapter of Leviticus, God explained why he so decreed. He told the Jews, quote, "The life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul." Unquote. Some critics have condemned the biblical doctrine of atonement, referring to Judaism as a bloody religion. Yet, sacrificial blood played an important role in the Jewish faith. As the author of Hebrews remarked, quote, "Almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission." Unquote. The 12th chapter of Exodus contained the first mention of sacrificial blood as a means of averting a divine judgment. In that chapter, God commanded the Israelites to kill a lamb, collect its blood in a basin. The Israelites were then to, quote, "take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses, wherein they shall eat it," unquote. God intended for the shed blood of that lamb to serve as a token. If the Israelites obeyed God, he promised them that, quote, "when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt," unquote. The blood of the Levitical offerings played an especially important role during the rituals associated with the Day of Atonement. These are recorded in the 16th chapter of the book of Leviticus. On the Day of Atonement, the high priest had to sprinkle the blood of a bullock on the mercy seat of the Ark of the Covenant, contained inside the Holy of Holies of the tabernacle. He needed to do the same thing with the blood of a goat. The shed blood of these animals foreshadowed that blood which Jesus Christ would present to God for the sins of the world. In Hebrews 9, the writer stated that, quote, "neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us," unquote. The writer of Hebrews went on to explain that, quote, "if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God," unquote. The blood of the Levitical offerings could only cover sin. In contrast, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses believers from sin. John commented upon that aspect of the Savior's ministry when, in the first chapter of Revelation, he exclaimed, quote, "unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood," unquote. The blood of the Levitical sacrifices foreshadowed the offering of the blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross of Calvary. According to Ephesians chapter 2, it was the Savior's blood that reconciled men unto God. That shed blood also sanctified believers, as per Hebrews chapter 13, as well as giving them courage to approach God's throne with boldness, according to Ephesians chapter 2. Again, the blood of the Levitical sacrifices foreshadowed the blood of Jesus Christ. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.